What time is it on the moon?
Why is there a race to create a lunar time zone?
Does it really matter? It's no joke.
Why is the White House rushing to establish a lunar time zone?
Also today, your host, Andre, has a few thoughts before the big summer outlook revealed tonight
on Fox 8 News.
All coming your way in today's Friday episode of Weather Jazz.
Weather Jazz.
Weather Jazz. Weather Jazz. Weather Jazz.
All right, everybody, let's get excited. It's Friday, and it's a great Friday. Why? Well, did you look at your backyard thermometer? Wow, we went from some frost this morning to some really toasty air right now here at the Weather Jazz Studios, here at record time, a little after the 12 o'clock hour. Already 62 degrees, heading for a high of 70 plus in some cases this afternoon. It'll be like a whole different air mass, and all within a short period of time. Welcome to Weather Jazz, a world audience podcast about anything and everything, weather, science, earth science, and a whole lot more. I'm your host and the creator of the Weather Jazz podcast, Andre Bernier, and at least right now, I'm the senior meteorologist on staff with WJW Television in Cleveland, Ohio, for the next 26 or so days. That's the mile marker. More on that coming up in just a little bit. This is episode number 619 for Friday, Open Line Friday, the 26th of April, 2024. And yes, up and coming today on Fox 8 News at 6 p.m. Be sure to tune in for our big summer weather reveal. Yes, right here on Weather Jazz, sometime in the next week or two, we'll have Scott Sable back, and these two weather nerds will get together and yap about all kinds of meteorological parameters that are needed to make that kind of seasonal forecast. In addition to that, some thoughts about that. In fact, there'll be thoughts that I penned this morning for my upcoming book, My Big Box of Isobars, which is essentially a look back at an interesting career and an interesting time in the world of television meteorology. Of course, there's going to be plenty of time to talk about that up and coming, the whole book series, and when that comes out in a bit. But coming up in just a bit, I will share with you what I wrote for the book today in relation to seasonal weather outlooks. I think you'll find it interesting. But first of all, did you notice that the moon was riding low? For those of you that had clear skies last night, it rose in the south-southeast or southeast and stayed pretty low in the horizon all night long. Almost had a pinkish cast to it when it rose on the horizon at about 10:15 last night. By the way, the moonrise tonight is closer to 11:30. It's in its waning stages, getting smaller, smaller, although still pretty bright. Last night was 95% illuminated. But have you ever looked at the moon and considered what time it is on the moon? If your answer is not really, you probably are in the 99.9999999% of the world that think about such things. But really, a time zone on the moon, why is it necessary? Why is it needed? Why is it wanted? Why in the world are we talking about this here on Weather Jazz? Well, you see, there is a different gravitational field strength on the moon. No kidding. Because you feel a whole lot less weighty on the moon. About 1/6 of your weight would show up on a scale in the moon. Boy, talk about a very fast reduction of weight. Those trying to lose weight, just go to the moon, right? Well, as a result of that, time actually moves quicker there relative to Earth. It's a rather interesting phenomenon known as the gravitation time warping. Every single day on the moon, there's a difference of 58.7 microseconds. Well, this might not seem like much, but it really can have a significant impact when trying to synchronize spacecraft. Apparently, we have been racing trying to establish a lunar time zone. Now, why would that be? Well, the U.S. government hopes that the new time zone will help to keep national and private efforts, and there have been a few, to get to the moon, and to do so in a coordinated fashion. According to the BBC and Scotland's Astronomer Royal, they mentioned that this fundamental theory of gravity in our universe does have an important consequence that time runs differently in different places in the universe. It's not perfectly uniform. Far from it. You see, gravity on the moon is weaker, and therefore clocks run differently. Time is currently measured on Earth by hundreds of atomic clocks stationed around our planet, and they measure the changing energy state of atoms to record time to the nanosecond. But if they were placed on the moon, over 50 years later, they would be running 1 second faster than they would on Earth. So, what's the big deal? Well, when you're trying to get to the moon in a spacecraft, you have to take these things into account, into the computation, into all of the very complex programs that essentially shoot your trajectory right to the moon. And now with so many private ventures now going to the moon, most recently to the South Pole of the moon, for instance, the Artemis 3 lunar mission, you see, if this time is not coordinated, eventually it's going to lead to some challenges in sending data and communications and telemetry between spacecraft, satellites, and Earth. It's going to be important, increasingly so, that everybody's on the same page, because if they're not, it could lead to some interesting challenges vis-a-vis problems down the line. So there you have it. Now, so far, there is no standard, but hopefully down the line, maybe for all of these companies trying to reach the moon, it will become a reality. And we'll, of course, keep you posted if we hear of anything new along those lines. We'll let you know right here on Weather Jazz. Let's switch gears before we close out today's Friday edition of Weather Jazz. Let's talk about the summer weather outlook, not in the practical sense. Let me read for you my entry into a journal which will basically be a part of my upcoming book, My Big Box of Isobars. That'll be out sometime this summer, no later than September the 1st is what I figure. Still working on it. It's going to be a work in progress, even past my retirement, which I will be announcing today officially to the whole world on Fox 8 News at 5 p.m., by the way, in a segment called Trending. So look for that. Trending is hosted by Joe Tuohy, and we'll have that up and coming tonight. Make sure you tune in tonight, Fox 8 News at 5, and of course, for the summer weather outlook at 6 p.m., at the end of the 6 p.m. newscast. But right now, let me read for you what I wrote for my big box of isobars in relation to seasonal weather outlooks. My Weather Jazz audience has been privy to my upcoming chapter change for a while, but not the television audience in general. That all changes tonight on a segment Fox 8 calls Trending. With the help of Joe Tuohy, my plans to hang up my television isobars on May 22nd will be revealed to the audience at large. This will open up a season of highlights and outtakes collected over the last 36 plus years. All of the graphics for tonight's summer outlook are ready. It's a 3 times a year exercise that has kept meteorologists at Fox 8 sharp. Not only do we come to a general consensus about the upcoming season's flavor, but since I'm the one that fronts the effort on the heavily promoted segment, I'm careful to craft maps and stats that are viewer-friendly and, most of all, interesting. While we individually have unique styles within our department, I realize that this triannual television event will likely look and feel different after my departure. I'm hopeful that I will have influenced my colleagues with the methods and filters that I've come to employ, and in some cases learn the hard way, to keep this tradition fun and fascinating, both for the audience and the weather staff. Audiences all across America love these super long-range outlooks, even if their accuracy is really only better than a professional dart throw. Our attempts are improving every year as we understand the dynamics of global patterns. Even as a young boy growing up in New England in the 1960s and 1970s, my brother Denny and I rushed to the local New Bedford bookstore, Salt Marshes, on Purchase Street to buy the newly released edition of the Old Farmer's Almanac. Why? To see what they were forecasting for our upcoming winter. Would there be snow for Christmas? How many nor'easters would we see? Denny and I would pore over every detail for weeks, if not months. I was nowhere near the only one to do the same. I suspect that because every person is affected by the atmosphere, whether one was a truck driver, nurse, financial planner, or roadside construction worker, this glimpse into the future piqued everyone's interest. That's why Salt Marshes and other bookstores had plenty of copies on hand to sell. That general mindset hasn't changed in the last century or more. Call it atmospheric prophecy if you like. Prophetic impressions get everyone's attention, although, compared to the prophetic biblical prophecy, our atmospheric ones are only educated prognostications. So, having said that, what will the next Fox 8 winter outlook look like at the end of October this year? Well, I haven't a clue. But you can rest assured that I will be waiting to see what the Fox 8 weather team will craft. I'll be waiting impatiently, just like I did as a young boy waiting to run to Salt Marshes for our own copy of the Old Farmer's Almanac. And of course, remember to tune in tonight, Fox 8 News, at 6 p.m. for our summer weather outlook. How many 90-degree days will we see? Will it be thundery, or will it be dry, or will it be a combination of these things? We'll unveil all of the details and hopefully score a bullseye in the atmospheric dart throw. Well, I hope you enjoyed today's Friday episode. Help me to spread the word about this podcast inside your sphere of influence, social media, email, word of mouth. I'd love to grow the audience, and the audience is growing. Thank you so much for being a part of it. Now, special thanks to those of you who continue to partner with me to help cover production costs. This elite group is very, very special. And by the way, if you want to join this elite group, it's easy to do that. I'll tell you about that right after I brag on the folks that do that right now. And they are from Florida, Bill and Judy Martin. From Vermont, Victoria Singer and Kian Galunas. From Ohio, Dale Osborne, Erica and Larry Shaw, Brian and Christine Barnes, and Will and Tonya Krausen family. Joining this group is easy. Just go to weatherjazz.com, click on the supporter tab, and you'll see not only the list of people that are stepping alongside me to keep the standards of Weather Jazz nice and high and bright and fresh and current, but you'll also see how you can add your name to that list. I look forward to that, so do that at your earliest convenience whenever you get a chance. Every time someone new signs up, it really encourages me. and will be even more important as I head towards the summer and beyond, because my focus will certainly increase on weather jazz as well as radio for so many of you in Northeast Ohio. You see, I may be hanging up my television isobars, but this is certainly not going to be the last of me. I will continue to be out there here on Weather Jazz and also on the radio on Heartfelt Radio, WKJA 91.9 FM. And you can always go to heartfeltradio.org to listen online. Or if you have TuneIn in your car, you can always search for WKJA. That's the way that I do it in my Tesla. It's interesting how technology has allowed us to listen to any radio station in the world right in our cars. Well, it is Friday, and as we head for the weekend, maybe you are pondering a question, a weather question, a science question, or maybe you have an idea for a topic for an episode right here in Weather Jazz. I would love to hear from you. Drop me an email, weatherjazz@yahoo.com, or leave me a message, an audio message, on the Weather Jazz Podcast Audience Connect line, 234-525-5888. Well, temperatures are going to be heading up into summery territory, a little unstable for Saturday with the warm front coming through. But we should break out into some really toasty, summery air on Sunday, even Monday. Highs in the low 80s. Now, that's nowhere near the records at this time of year. However, it does point to summertime, which is perfect in terms of timing with the summer weather outlook tonight on Fox 8 News at 6 p.m. Have a great weekend, and we'll catch you next week.
Weather and science across the globe. The Weather Jazz Podcast.